Next patient is Gladys Campbell. The last name is C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L. Gladys, G-L-A-D-Y-S. This is a clinical case of an 82-year-old white female that is a patient of Mrs. Sally Oliver, A-R-M-P. Sally, S-A-L-L-Y, Oliver, O-L-I-V-E-R. Period. The patient is following the office because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. She has a serum creatinine that has been stained between 1.4 and 1.6. The estimated GFR is between 29 and 31. The patient doesn't have significant proteinuria. She has maintained the kidney function. The protein creatinine ratio is consistent with 100 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is normal. Number two, this patient has normocytic, normochromic anemia. Period. She states that she's taking iron, one tablet POBID. The iron workup has not changed. The serum iron is 74, the saturation is low at 22, the transferrin is 237,000, period. We could claim that the anemia is most likely associated to the CKD. We are going to monitor this before we recommend a hematology evaluation. Period. When I mentioned iron supplementation during the last visit, she says that she gets constipated when she uses the medication. Period. Today she emphasized that she takes two tablets a day. Following number arterial hypertension that is under control, the blood pressure reading today is 141 over 67. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, the patient has a hypothyroidism. She went to see Mrs. Oliver, and she was switched to Synthroid. She says that she had a reaction of that consisted of a hyperactivity, and she decided to take the medication every other day. The patient is due for evaluation with Mrs. Oliver in this coming week, and she's going to have laboratory workup before the appointment period. At this point, we are not going to make any adjustments in the therapy. We are going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. We invested 7 minutes in the lab interpretation, in the face-to-face 16 minutes, and in the documentation 7 minutes.